Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on Grow Your Own Channel. I was thinking a lot about old Spike this morning. I talked to Joe and took his spot down, and it just made a lump in my stomach. Chiloquin, the great state of Jefferson, simulcast on Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro-broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Muck and Fun Day. It's the 19th day of March, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 39 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 46 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And we've got a couple of days of clearing and then rain and then snow and then snow and then snow and then winter. I hate it. Well, we're going to start out today with a update on Darzac, and we're going to do that as soon as we listen to a few words here from our new sponsors at Drockton Bullion and Coin.
We're going to talk about true wholesale pricing. So this is one of the largest online retail sellers of gold and silver. So notice we're looking at the 1 ounce American Eagle right here, priced as low as $1,876. We go a little lower, though, and we see that in order for you to get that price, you have to buy over 500 ounces of silver to get to $1,876. If you're only buying 1 to 20, you're going to be paying $1,976. And if you buy up to 100, you pay $1,946. If you buy up to 499, you pay $1,916. So the only way you're going to get $1,876 is if you are buying at least 500 ounces. So this is another competitor. I want to show you this. Again, one of the major sellers of gold and silver on the internet. Now take a look at this. If you're going to buy 1 to 19 ounces, you're going to pay $1,977 per ounce, $1,977. And if you're going to pay or do 100, you're going to be paying $1,947. Now let me show you what true wholesale pricing is going to do for you. So right here, do you see that number, $18.07 per ounce? That is what you're going to pay with the Drockton Bullion Wholesale Club. Not $19.77, not $18.87. You're going to pay $18.07 per ounce. That's cost. That's true cost. You need to take a look at this, because here's the thing. If you buy 20 ounces today and you didn't do it through my wholesale club, you just overspent, because you just spent $34 more than you had to. Time to save money, my friends. Come to DrocktonBullion.com. Let me show you what our wholesale price thing could do for you.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty, and that was Drockton Bullion and Coin, and they've stepped up to give us a chance at some sponsorship here. And so if you're going to, you know, buy any gold, it's a top banner on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com, and do let them know that you appreciate them sponsoring the broadcast and the site. That being said, we're here at an update for Darzac, and it starts out with, thank you for all the prayers. Prayer is very powerful. On the 17th, they took Darzac off of dialysis. They also stopped the LASIX drip. His kidneys are producing urine. But he lost 12 pounds of fluid overnight. They are now replacing the electrolytes and fluid. His left foot has a pulse. The right foot has a very small pulse. But they are giving him heat packs on the foot to try to get the pulse back. The biggest praise, he has been in AFib ever since he got to the emergency room on Tuesday, and we do not know how long before that. The pump has started working that they installed. At 3:50 a.m., his heart rate dropped to 80. He has had a few episodes where the heart goes back up to 130, but it seems to correct itself and go back into the 80s. So his heart rhythm may be going back to normal. That's good. I'm told he is still very, very sick, but is making baby steps. The Lord is working in this situation. I am learning so many things from him regarding this, and the support and caring from everyone is amazing. I really appreciate all the phone calls, emails, texts, and comments on From the Trenches. You are an amazing group of friends. Darzak and I love you. And that's signed off by Jill, his wife. And man, right on, Darzak. Keep fighting, buddy. You're going to be right back here with us. I can feel it. That being said, it begins. Florida residents, firearms, ammunition confiscated under gun control law. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by number one New World Order Hater for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The guns and ammunition of a 56-year-old Lighthouse Point, Florida resident were confiscated by police in what is reportedly the first such seizure under gun control laws signed by Governor Rick Scott, Republican, last week. The Orlando Sentinel, come on, reports that four firearms and 267 rounds of ammunition were taken from the man, and he was taken to a hospital for involuntary psychiatric treatment. All somebody had to do was just... Hey, just make an accusation, man. Just make an accusation. Well, I think it's the police that went and made the act. Just, you know, one of your, I can't even call him a government employee because it's an illegal policing force, because there was never any authorization for any policing force over the people, through the states or even local municipalities. We were to have elected sheriffs and constables, and we were to enforce our laws. We were to move the courts. The seized firearm was listed as a Ruger L firearms were listed as a Ruger LCP 380 pistol, a little 38, an M2 Mauser 45 pistol, a Charter Arms 357 Magnum snub nose revolver, and a Mossberg 512 gauge shotgun. Whew. Man, they really took a terrorist out there, didn't they? The paper notes that the civil ruling removing his access to guns and ammunition was granted under new legislation. They wrote it down on a piece of paper, zero authority to do this. This is an end of due process. And man, I'll tell you what, this guy didn't fight. That's all I'm going to say about him. He didn't fight. He didn't fight for his rights, and he lost them, which permits confiscating guns from people. And you cannot permit it. You do not have the authority to permit it. Permits confiscating guns from people who have not been committed but are deemed a potential risk to themselves or others. No due process of the law. Man, I'm telling you, that Bill of Rights is pretty clear on this. The only way that man's property, in the form especially of his guns, could ever be removed, it would have to be through a court order after he had his jury trial. Or trial by the jury. Guns from people who have been committed but are not being committed but are deemed a potential risk to themselves or others. According to the order signed by a Broward Chief Judge Jack Tutter, and this is an administrative court, this is an admiralty jurisdiction. This is why our ancestors stood up to the king when he started bringing the admiralty courts. And you see, they had courts in the colonies, people. They had the common law. And you had to go through a procedure. People were secure in their rights, and they were secure in their property until the king came in and he just declared all the property and all the people belonged to him. And so he put in what they called the dreaded admiralty courts, military courts, where courts of dictate, where the people had no rights. And this is why they went to war. And this is, I mean, they're playing this game with this gun safety bullshit. Guns have been here in this country since its inception. I mean, it's what's kept us free. But now that, you know, this gun safety bullshit. And we're just, well, we're just going to remove those guns. It's for safety. You know, that's a general welfare clause, that open subject matter that we were warned about in the Anti-Federalist Papers. They told us that this day would come and this day is upon us. And this, like I said, this fellow did not resist. That's just how they'll do it. One at a time, one here. But if they, every house they came into cost him two or three or 10 of their goddamn agents, it's like Stolen Easton said. For the lack of operatives, they would be shut down. They do not have the manpower to come close to even just making a fraction of a dent in the people if everybody fought on at every instance. And this fella did not fight. So here's one for chink. Put that in their column. This guy didn't fight. They didn't. They got away with it. They didn't lose nobody. There's no disincentive for them to go forward. So they're going to go to the next one, and they're going to keep going to the next one until they start running into people who are not just going to roll over and let this shit happen. The paper notes that the civil ruling removing his access to guns and ammunition was granted under new legislation, and Judge Jack Tudor, without authority, because he cannot have that authority, is forbidden by the 9th article to our People's Bill of Rights. This rogue, this occupier, signed this piece of paper and dispensed with the guy's rights. The confiscatory order also bars the man from making new firearms and ammunition purchases, not to mention when he finally gets to court, he's already being drugged, people. He's going to come in there with slobber running down him, can't even defend himself. This is the nightmare that our founders knew was coming. This is why they put the Bill of Rights in there and told you better enforce it. Now, the government that's supposed to serve you can come to your home on its own initiative, remove you from your home, take your property, take you to someplace and have you drugged, just like the Soviet Union, and bring you in and say, look at him. That's why. Look at the drool running down his face. The guy is clearly, he can't even comprehend what we're saying here. We're going to take him back over to the nut house. Have a nice day. The time is here, people. The time to stand is here. You cannot allow this. This son of a bitch here, this guy should have fought. That's all I can say for him. It's bullshit that it happened. And, man, for all I know, he voted for Trump. You know, you're getting what you ask for, you people. You get what you allow. On March 9th, Breitbart News reported that Governor Scott signed a $400 million gun bill that includes orders which allow a family member or law enforcement. What you're talking about is you're giving the government a goddamn authority here that cannot exist. Not only can your family member do it, your family member would have to go through the same process outlined in the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th Amendment or articles to our Bill of Rights before they could ever remove any of your property or remove any of your rights. And you'd have the right to stand before 12 jurors of your peers and see if they'd like that right removed from them under the same circumstances. That's what it's all about. That was our great protection, and now it's gone. This man did not get preliminary process. He did not get procedural due process in no sense of the imagination. Just come when the government can come. This is no different than the king's soldiers coming up to somebody's goddamn house back in 1775, walking in and grabbing the guy, throwing the goddamn chains on him, taking his goddamn property and hauling him off to go and sit in front of an admiralty court's going to say, well, yeah, that's the military, and the military did what they were ordered, so it's all right. That is what we're looking at here. A family member or law enforcement to petition a judge to order the seizure of an individual's firearms. But, man, that is not... Let's look at what procedural due process is here, people. Let's see if this meets it, okay? Let's see. Now, the 4th article is where we really get into our procedural due process, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, particularly describing the place to be searched or the persons or things to be seized. The 5th article, procedural due process. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless a presentment or indictment. They're not even charging him with a crime, people. They have made no charge. This man has done nothing. He has done nothing in the physical world. This is in somebody's imagination that they think, oh, he's, I think he might be a thinking. I'm thinking, and my brain is superior to your brain. My brain has more authority in the reality of the, in the standing reality than your brain. I just think you should have your guns taken away from you. And I'm telling you guys something. This is opening the door. This has opened the door to, I mean, guns. I mean, in the first place, guns are protected under two of the articles of our Bill of Rights. For, you know, the second article makes it plain and clear. You just cannot take our freaking guns from us. Yet, you know, you would have to go through it would be a big deal because, you know, even if you were operating in a civil jurisdiction, you know, for a civil case, like you wanted redress for a damage done to your property. And you wanted that gun, you know, people be like, why do you want his gun? I mean, let's say, you know, he ran and dented your car, you know, he threw a rock and hit your car and dented it. I want his gun. Well, why do you want his gun? I don't think you should have a gun. Well, what the hell's that got to do with the dent in your car? You know, unless somebody was, I don't even know the circumstances that would rationalize putting your gun up as a booty in a court case. And as far as the criminal part of it, man, in like a civil crime, what we know, and we know it's the truth, that for how many years did this country, for 100 years, when people still understood what that Bill of Rights meant, when you've served your time in prison, you went up and they gave your goddamn guns back. They can't just take a right for life. Go ahead.
Well, you think what would happen if they would have found $50,000 next to the gun, Henry?
Well, they would have took it, Mark. You and I both know that, and that's what's going to start spurting out here as they start more and more of these little. You know, they're going to one at a time. This is how they want to do it. If you know, look at it like this, people. If we just all sit still. And one house at a time. Some people would resist, but I'm telling you, even the people that would, you know, from the people that would resist, gradually, it might take, you know, 5,000 times of them going to one house at a time for enough people to shoot them up until they would have to, you know, they'd be running out of operatives. But if nobody did anything, if nobody, I mean, if like the when you see this, what we've always wondered what it would look like when they came to get the guns. What a sleazy freaking way to do it, huh? What a sleazy way to do it. But when you see them being taken from your neighbors and stuff, I mean, this is what they're praying for. You'll just sit there and watch because it ain't you today. And that's what the people in Russia did. That's what Stolenistin was talking about. They would come in the middle of the night and there'd be 25 people in a building, like in an apartment building, or maybe 125 people. And they would stand there by the stairwells while two pricks came in, two guys with goddamn armed with pistols, came in and took one of their people out to be executed for, well, not agreeing with the goddamn communists. When they came into that place, I mean, they didn't have enough operatives to take, I mean, 125 people just could have attacked them, beat them down with a goddamn bat, anything you get in your hand, a glass, a bottle upside the head, cut them all to pieces. If they had just done that, they could have never done what they did to the Russians, 60 million executed. They couldn't have done it. But if you just sat there, if you would allow them just to go to house to house to house, and you know they're going to look for the places where they don't expect to get shot until they get, I mean, of course, they're, you know, if they could just sort it all out and look back at the United States and see and just had every home marked like with that Uber or Google, I mean. With the little Google car, or I guess it was a Google car, or a Yahoo car maybe, whatever it was. But have every house marked and have it on a big thing here. This people aren't going to read. These people are just going to fold. These people, you know, and first, you know, start. They would like to do the turn-in thing, but they know that ain't going to happen. They've tried that already, and it's laughable. So if they could just go to the houses where they knew they weren't going to get a fight, that's the places they would take every one of those goddamn guns before they went forward to the first house that was going to shoot at them. The only saving grace is they don't have no such map of the United States showing who will do what. They don't know, though they have. I mean, I got to believe this is a lot of what those information databases collected by the National Security Agency and the Department of Homeland Security are about. This is why they're profiling us. They're gonna try and make their best effort at going to the places where they won't meet any resistance first and get as many of the guns as they can. Because when it finally breaks loose, whatever guns they've taken, that's some more it ain't gonna be shooting at them, I reckon's what they figure, but it just ain't gonna be enough. Only question here is how many of our people have to die to straighten this out over these handful of little son of a bitches that are doing this to us. If we keep waiting for, you know, I don't know what situation would bring you into the, you know, into the fray. I mean, a neighbor that you know is a good person and what might have you, and you know that, you know, he broke up with his wife or his girlfriend and she's got a hard on for him, and you know that she just used this violation of his rights, and any violation of anyone's rights is a violation of all of our rights. And she just used this to get at him, to come at him, to, you know, to maybe get him killed. Maybe she thinks, this is how vindictive people are these days, and I think everybody knows that. You go out there and look at what's out there, people. But she's some vindictive bitch. She hates that son of a bitch. He wouldn't smack her one when she wanted him to, so that she could get the freebies down at the fucking at the cry shop down there. You know, go down to the communist, to the woman's cry house, and get a bunch of, you know, a few thousand dollars to get a new place with a swimming pool and get a whole bunch of goodies, the goodies package, just for getting a man to lose his guns. That's really what it's all about. But he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't take the bait. He turned around and walked away and did, you know, just kept walking away until he got away from her. Now that vindictive bitch, oh, he's got guns. Maybe I can get that son of a bitch killed. I hate him. I want him dead. I want the cops to kill him for me. This is coming of this. You know, I was listening before I came up here. Trump, he was there in New Hampshire talking about the opioid addiction thing and how he's going to, man, it's the heavy hand, that iron hand has come out of that velvet glove, and he's going to slam it down on the American people. You know, going out to the people and the people, you know, saying we need this, we want this done, we want you to, you know, come and fix this, or we think this is a solution or that's a solution. This is a goddamn dictator standing up there and saying these are bad people and we're going to kill them. I mean, this son of a bitch is clear out of his mind. If you even listen to him talk anymore, I mean, he reminds you of an old redneck back in the goddamn 70s or 80s. You know, some son of a bitch that had been, you know, squirrel-holed himself into a goddamn situation where he has no idea what's going on in the world around him. He's out there, you know, in the three or four good old boy buddies. Yeah, they ought to kill all them people smoking that marijuana. And that Jeff Sessions, I mean, this is what you got. They pulled these old clowns. I can't believe their son of a bitch is still alive. But they drug him out of the goddamn mothballs and bring him out today. You know, so, yeah, we should kill all the people. And he made a point to express it. He didn't say nothing about marijuana, but this is where it's coming to, people. He said, we're going to have a drug-free generation. You watch what happens. This thing with this so-called opioid. Yeah, he said, we're going to take one-third of the opioids. What'll happen here is people who are hurting, you know, have a fucking tooth in your head that has gone abscess, and you'll be dying. And they're just going to tell you, we can't give you nothing but aspirin. I mean, we're afraid. I mean, I don't want to be, because they're threatening our goddamn lives. And that's what they're doing right here, right now. You know, it makes me sick that the people who are so goddamn weak that they can't control themselves, because they're worthless. They are worthless to the world and everyone around them. They are worthless. If you can't take care of yourself, it's like, you know, and this will come back to our guns is why I took this trip down the rabbit hole. This will come back to our guns because the theory here is I give you something that is potentially lethal. You know, like, well, if I gave you a gun. Now, I wouldn't intentionally give a gun. If I thought somebody was going to kill themselves, I wouldn't give them my gun to do it with, or a gun. I wouldn't sell them a gun. It'd just be because of my own conscience. I wouldn't want to think that, you know, I gave them the gun. But, you know, if you want to kill yourself, it's like, you know, it's none of my goddamn business. But this is what'll happen. I mean, working under this theory, and this is how these son of a bitches do things, and I think you people know it. They get this precedent set here. To where, yeah, I gave this guy, I sold him, a bag of heroin. Seemed like a reasonable guy. I mean, just wanted to get high or whatever in the hell he wanted to do with it. Maybe he had pain and couldn't get no pain medicine from the doctor because, all the pharmaceuticals, I don't want to say nothing good about the pharmaceutical industry because it is a shit dog industry, and it is, I mean, just duplicitable. I mean, the shit they do is just unreal. Vaccines and the mind-altering drugs. You see, he ain't going to talk about that. You know, in the same realm when he's talking about guns, I mean, you talk about something bad for you that makes you... How many people die from these mind-altering drugs? Oh, he was talking about, we'll get a non-addictive pain reliever. Oh, yeah, I've seen those. They're non-addictive pain relievers. Only if you don't take them, you kill your whole family and then yourself. I mean, we have seen this over and over again. This is the most diabolical son of a bitch I believe I've ever seen standing up in front of me in my years on this earth. That dirty little rotten bastard, he's getting his marching orders straight from Tel Aviv, and nobody's making no bones about it. Of course the Israelis are controlling the president of the United States. Well, who isn't the president of the United States? He can't be, because there is no charter to empower any such office, because the charter that was the contract is breached clear out of existence. But he's, I mean, when I see him, I mean, I used to just, I was embarrassed by him. When he'd come up, you know, coming up in the way, you know, this bullshit talk like a, you know, like a, I don't know, a street thug out of New York, you know, But now, I mean, it's gotten to the point where we're giving the death penalty. You know, this shit and the looks on that freak's face, man, that son of a bitch isn't even in this world. But there he is. And here you go. There's going to be a lot of writing down on paper here. And then we look over here at the long-term consequences. Like I said, now that gun, that's no different than, I mean, it's as deadly as a goddamn hot shot of opium, ain't it? I mean, a needle in your arm or a bullet through your head, what's the difference? And that's the way this is going to turn out. You watch. That son of a bitch is after our guns in a way that nobody's ever come for him before. Because, you know, before, when anybody had mentioned, it's a health thing. No, it ain't a health thing. It's rather you know, get real. A gun, it's a inanimate object. It's laying there. It can't do a goddamn thing on its own. Just like the heroin. The heroin just laying there, it can't do nothing on its own. But what it's going to come down to here, you watch what I tell you. Somebody will go through the background check. They'll do everything, cross every T, dot every I. And they'll get a pistol. Some local guy will sell them a pistol from the gun store. And they'll go in, they'll blow their fucking brains out. Now, what's the difference of that and selling a needle for, or however much it takes to fill a needle of heroin to put in your arm and kill you dead? There is no goddamn difference. It's the person who actually took the needle and stuck it in their arm and pulled the plunger down. Just like it's the person who took the pistol and stuck it in their mouth and pulled the trigger. There is no difference, people. And you will find out that that's the direction this dirty bastard is going. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom out of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. And we're going to listen to Drockton Bullion and Coing, our new sponsors.
We're going to talk about true wholesale pricing. So this is one of the largest online retail sellers of gold and silver. So notice we're looking at the 1 ounce American Eagle right here, priced as low as $1,876. We go a little lower though, and we see that in order for you to get that price, you have to buy over 500 ounces of silver to get to $1,876. If you're only buying 1 to 20, you're going to be paying $1,976. And if you buy up to 100, you pay $1,946. If you buy up to $499, you pay $1,916. So the only way you're going to get $1,876 is if you are buying at least 500 ounces. So this is another competitor. I want to show you this. Again, one of the major sellers of gold and silver on the internet. Now take a look at this. If you're going to buy 1 to 19 ounces, you're going to pay $1,977 per ounce, $1,977. And if you're going to pay or do 100, you're going to be paying $1,947. Now let me show you what true wholesale pricing is going to do for you. So right here, do you see that number, $18.07 per ounce? That is what you're going to pay with the Drockton Bullion Wholesale Club. Not 1977, not 1887. You're going to pay $18.07 per ounce. That's cost. That's true cost. You need to take a look at this, because here's the thing. If you buy 20 ounces today and you didn't do it through my wholesale club, you just overspent, because you just spent $34 more than you had to. Time to save money, my friends. Come to DrocktonBullion.com. Let me show you what our wholesale pricing could do for you. This is...
All my life I've been been searching for something, something never comes, never leads to nothing, nothing satisfies, but I'm getting close, closer to the prize at the end of the rope. All night long, I dream of the day, when it comes around and it's taken away, leaves me with the feeling that I feel the most, feel it come to life when I see your ghost. Closer to the prize at the end of the rope. All night long, I dream of the day. When it comes around and it's taken away, leaves me with the feeling that I feel the most. Feel it come to life when I see your ghost. Then I'm done, done, on to the next one, done, done, and I'm on to the next one, done, done, and I'm on to the next one, done, done, and I'm on to the next one, done.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific time, and that was Foo Fighters with All My Life. That was banging in when we came in, man. That was a rough tune. I wanted to remind you guys that, you know, if you're going to get some gold, man, or silver, go to Drockton Bullion and Coin, and, man, give them guys a chance and let them know that you appreciate them. sponsoring our broadcast and our site. It's that simple. I mean, if you do business with, if it's a good deal and you do business with them, man, it could work out all the way around, and it really helps us. Anyways, I want to get to the end of this article. I've got to hit this last paragraph because it says, when asked about the confiscatory order that resulted in the seizure of the Lighthouse Point residents' firearms, Mayor Glenn Trost said, "This is not about the Second Amendment, and it's not about the NRA, and it has nothing to do with the NRA, but it sure as hell, could it be that this has nothing to do with the Second Amendment? I mean, it's the second article, we know what it is, and you know, I'm thinking more and more about the reason there's, you know, changed that to the Second Amendment, because the Second Amendment to the original Constitution had a damn thing to do with guns, had to do with states suing states, not with guns. And I mean, I got to wonder how that played out. How about the cases that came before the Civil War when they, not the Civil War, the War of Northern Aggression, the war to remove the people's rights came along? What about those cases in the history, in the way they were set up in the law, you know, because it was the second article to the First Amendment to the Constitution? And now, you know, when they went over to that and they started calling it the Second Amendment, man, that's actually right when they were trying to take our rights away and make us subject to their government, weren't they? A well-regulated militia, comma, being necessary to the security of a free state, comma, the right of the people to keep and bear their arms shall not be infringed, period. Now, let's see, now they took this guy's guns, they came to his house, they seized him and his goddamn guns with zero due process of the law. It just, we came because one of us, it came down to the point, you know, that when they were first attacking the procedural due process, you know, a cop to pull you over, they had to have a reason. And then here where I live, I remember when they went down, a reasonable suspicion. I got a reason, in the article when they put it out, it was funny because they said it wouldn't be a hunch, it would be a reasonable suspicion. And I wrote a letter to the editor, and I got out a dictionary and put a reasonable suspicion, and I put a hunch, and it was a suspicion, and a suspicion was a hunch. So it was a hunch. So you just want to go in somebody's house and take their shit? I got a feeling that person is a danger to somebody or himself. And this is the government doing this. The government was never to have any power. I mean, it wasn't even supposed to come out of that 10-mile square. But now it's the government. They're going to have, they got the power here in Florida just to, to come to your house and seize your property. And with an illegal policing agency, because that was never authorized in the Constitution. The people never gave any such authority to any government, to anybody ever. And the fact is, we couldn't because we don't have it ourselves. That's what the Bill of Rights says. That's how the Bill of Rights is constructed. What it does is protects your individual freedoms and liberties. And what it says is, if I can't do this to you, I mean, it's plain, if you read it, you can tell, you know, like, I can't go and just come to your house. I can't just come to your house and say, you know, I filled out a piece of paper and John signed it over there. I'm taking you and your guns and we're out of here. You're going to I'm going to take you over here and forcibly, I'm going to put some drugs in you because we hate drugs. We're going to come over here, we're going to put some drugs in you, and I'm going to take your guns. I can't do that.
Henry?
Yes, sir.
The Bill of Rights, the Constitution, don't mean a goddamn thing to these people.
The Constitution doesn't mean nothing. Doesn't mean nothing to us.
Hey, don't go by this stuff in the administrative court. That's what we're living under. That's the reality. These people don't give a goddamn about the Constitution. They're fucking communists. They don't care about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. That don't mean dick to them. And if people in this country, hello?
Yeah.
The people in this country say, like, their countrymen, in their mind, if you live in Idaho, well, that's tough titty for Florida. They're not in my state. But when they come to my state, I'm gonna be Billy Badass, rough and gruff. And it's bullshit. It's almost like an act of cowardice to say, well, because all our countrymen is our countrymen. It's a fucking country. It's not Alabama, Michigan, Texas, whatever. The country is a country, and this happens door to door to door in Florida, and nobody goes to no one. Pretty soon, it's in another state, and, well, that's not my state. And we are so damn divided by the media and just general brainwashing, everything else. Everybody's so scared goddamn to death of, I might be a felon, you know, and all this shit. It's bullshit. It's like, we're all going to end up, if something isn't done nationwide, we're all going to walk up to the 40 caliber ditch whether we like it or not.
Because I ain't. I ain't, and that's what I've, that's what we, you know, that's what we've been preaching here, Mike. What we've been telling people here, no, it's going to, no, they, this is, the way this has been orchestrated is to purposely to have the people divided so they do not have to fight a united people. The only remedy to that is that every house they come to, I mean, it's, when they come to, I mean, you can say what you want. I can say what I want. I guess we'll find out when they come to our houses, won't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, you know, a,
I know a lot of people. I'm pretty goddamn sure that when they come to their houses, they're going to be eating lead. And like I said, they're going to attack like this because this is the way this whole thing has been orchestrated. You know, every time people try to put together, you know, any kind of a militia of any kind of size and quality, it's just as simple as infiltrating and hitting the leadership. And, you know, just like what they did with Atari, have some assholes come in there and go, let's go kill some judges or something. Hey, isn't that a good idea? I'm recording this, everybody. And every, you know, this is what they have. They understood that as a united people, they could never even come close to infiltrating us and taking our shit from us. But the bottom line is they have. It is what it is. And there's no arguing that. That's why I sit here day after day and I tell people, I mean, it's on you. It's on you as an individual. It always has been. The Bill of Rights was not put there for, you know, I have myself. I've gone to jail. I've taken beatings defending other people's rights. But the thing is here, you have your, what the bottom line of the Bill of Rights is, it only works if everybody enforces it for themselves. Because it is, you can't have a country based on individuals that's dependent upon a collective to have the rights and freedoms. It has to come down to the individual understanding the rights and being willing to give their life if they have to defend those rights.
See, there's the rub. No, people are so damn comfortable in this country in their slavery. Their slavery to Hooters, to porn, to pro sports, you know, their slavery to everything that's a distraction. And this is not by accident, it's by design. People are so damn entrenched in their own slavery, and they don't even look at it as slavery. And if you were to talk to them about true freedom and what it's going to take and what you'll have left when you get true freedom, they'll be the first ones looking for a fucking rope in a tree to string
you. Hey, Mike, you know what? Kind of cut on the F words. You don't do that on Mark's broadcast.
I'm sorry.
I know you're pissed. It's okay. I don't mean to get down on you. Just, you know, brother, it's like this, man.
Sorry.
You know, it's like this. It takes a whole lot. You got to look back on the history of when the first uprising occurred in this country. I mean, it's easy for us to say, oh, we're not helping one another. But then again, you'd go look back when the actual war got going, how much, what it took to actually get all the people together back then. You know, it took forming a new government that was, you know, as bad as the old one. And before they could, you know, come out to where they could step up to the battle lines, this ain't that kind of war. The bottom line here is it's down to the individual. And I think that's why the Bill of Rights is what it is. They understood this. They understood that through, you know, group bribery, they had the resource of this mighty nation. I mean, the richest nation on planet Earth to work with, to separate people and go, I'll reward you if you join this group and I'll, you know, and you'll be, chastised and, taken down if you do not do what this thing here, you know, that when we gave them control of our resources, which we didn't give them control of our resources, they stepped up and seized it. The whole Constitution that everybody likes to come onto, that damn Constitution, that was an act. That wasn't legislated from the people. There was no election during the damn uprising that these aristocrats from the 13 colonies were going to come up and they were going to form a new government. Nobody was voting. They were out in the field voting with their guns, saying the British aren't going to take my rights. I don't know what's going to come of tomorrow, but by God, you're not taking my rights because I understand what a slave is and I ain't going to be one. So, you know, this has been the whole message here all along. It is going to come down to the individual. Once the thing gets started, We're going to, I mean, the necessity for us coming together as a people, I mean, because it is such a huge issue and it's such a huge place that we're talking about, we're going to have to come together. There are going to be operations where it's going to take hundreds or thousands of people to do something simultaneously to win the war and get these bastards out of our country. But we just can't jump into it. We just cannot form anything like it. It ain't like when they went and, you know, they held places like Philadelphia where the British weren't at, where the, but they're, our enemy is everywhere, but so are we. So, you know, the thing is, you're not going to have a Continental Convention where we get to sit down on some property that we can call our ground and fight from there out. Everywhere, they are everywhere, we are everywhere. And that's how the fight's going to be. It will be guerrilla engagement, man, a lot of that in the beginning. Because, I mean, once they start, you know, doing this full scale, you are going to have people who aren't going to take it. You are going to have people who understand that the end result is that walk over to that ditch. And you might as well fight them here. At least you get a fight. Whereas you just kneel down and take your bullet to the back of your head. People are going to understand that they have no choice but to fight. And that's really, you know, when you think about it, I think about, you know, growing up and, you know, like I said, I grew up in a rough place. And, man, your average kid or, you know, just anybody coming up through life, I mean, you just, violence is unpleasant. It really is. Some people, you know, you get doing it long enough and you get maybe you like fighting a little bit. I did at a time. But basically, we're peaceful people. We want to live in peace, but they're not going to let us. The thing is, if there's a nasty job to be done, you best jump up and get her done, and then you can try to live in peace again for a while until the Jew bastards infiltrate you again. But we have the Bill of Rights. Thank goodness that was, you know, some men took the time to say, you know, it would have been better, mark my words, if they'd went on to Philadelphia and finished the job. No question about it. We'd be a lot happier right now. We'd probably have a lot more time to go before they infiltrated deep enough. They may have never. If the people would have just took the reins and just killed the bastards, they'd just seen it for, I'm sure they saw it for what it was. These people who are stepping up for your new government were the same son of a bitches oppressing you under the king's charter in the colonies. That's why the people rose up. The king didn't have his armies here yet. It was Americans that made up the forces that were oppressing the people in the king's name. And now, here we are, people. And I think that the founders, the people who forced that Bill of Rights saw this day. They saw the day when they first start to go, this is Lexington and Concord over again. But the thing is, at Lexington and Concord, that's when they came after a cache of guns. That ain't to say that they hadn't already done dirty people, took their property, took their guns, disarmed them, treated them like shit, raped their women. They done it under the Admiralty Courts, the King's soldiers. That's what you got now. When you see those black uniforms replacing with the red, you know, the scarlet red coat and the shit, that's what you got right now. You got thugs with guns oppressing you, period. And it's not going to, and they're not going to just see the light one day and say, oh, that's just so damn wrong. You shouldn't be able to do that to people. I mean, these are human beings we're doing this to. We just, no. It was, I mean, that was the situation to an extent until they started pumping a new colonization force in here. You know, the Indians, they did, Indians killed Indians in the first conquest of these Americas. Indians killed Indians. I mean, that was one of their favorite tricks of the British and the French, pitting one tribe against another. You'd send 10 of your guys out and 10,000 Indians, and they were just guiding the Indians to kill the other Indians to capture the land from the Indians. But they couldn't do that in this country.
And in the end, when there weren't enough of them to do anything, whoever was left, that's who they took it all from.
Exactly.
And the Indians never realized how bad they were being played. To exterminate themselves as a race.
Exactly, but if
they didn't see it that in depth. In the Patriot, Mel Gibson says, "It's just why should I vote for a legislator that could just as easy trample a man's rights as a king, you know, 300 miles away as a king 1,000 miles away?" And he was absolutely spot on in that statement. And that's exactly what happened. We have a legislature that has trampled us to death.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's not like we didn't know this. That like it ain't like our forefathers didn't give us warning. They gave us warning. The Anti-Federalist Papers, they told us exactly what was coming, fixing to happen to us. And they saw the different avenues in that flawed document known as the Constitution. They saw where those aristocrats had put these open subject matter powers into place, these unidentified powers that they would identify later, and they saw that. And the way they checked that was with the Bill of Rights. They saw it with that general welfare cause. They could say, well, under the general welfare, you know, for safety, we could come and take your guns away from you. Well, no, you can't, because we got the second article that says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So they couldn't do that. And they, you know, they saw that the time when people would be incarcerated for speaking out against the aristocrats who had taken the king's charter and become the new kings. And so they said, well, the people have to be able to talk to one another, and the churches were strong. That was really the heart of the community back in them days, especially out in the wilderness areas. I mean, that was the pulse. That was the place where the people went when they congregated. And so, the first article, you know, they put it in there that we would always be able to, you know, there would be no state religion like there was in England, where it was actually a government religion. The God ordained the king, and the king ordains that you're a slave. So that's just the way it is. So they checked that. And then, you know, the be able to speak out, the free exercise of speech. They checked that, and there would have to be a free press. We'd have to be able to tell each other what these dirty bastards were doing so that we could get everybody informed, so that we could take the proper measures to check it. And, you know, you go to the fourth article. Go ahead.
That's why LBJ created the 501c3.
Exactly.
The no-knock raids were because of the drug zero tolerance.
Exactly. Something they had no authority.
They're going to take everything. They're going to take your guns, your gold, your silver, your jewelry, your false teeth. I mean, they're going to take it. They're not just going to stop with the gun. They're going to walk in and clean your ass out, man. I'm telling you.
That's what they want, Mark. And what we just read in that last article, that's authorization to loot. I mean, I've been saying it, for a month or two here, we've been hitting it hard about procedural due process. The reason they put that due process clause in there is they say you have to meet these standards. Before anybody's shit can be taken, before anybody can be taken or their shit can be taken, you have to meet this criteria. And there's no compromise in it. It's unalienable. We're born. That's why they called it unalienable, so that it would be known that there's no way it can be removed. And so when they put up the procedural due process, when they started with the, you know, taking away the our courts and you know, putting the injunctions on the Bill of Rights and removing our common law. They violated due process. They violated this is all about procedural due process. And you're never going to hear them talk about it in those terms. They're going to talk about, you know, gun safety and children's safety and all these safety things. Well, safety ain't got shit to do with it. There is no excuse that is acceptable. I mean, there's in the law that is written here before that I'm looking at right now, there is no exception to that law. I don't care if it's, you know, it's like the thing there in Florida if you believed every damn bit of that, which I wouldn't believe one bit of it, not one little tiny shred of it. But if you believed it, some guy comes in and he shot up and he killed some people. He will pay for that with his life. That is the full extent of the law. It goes no further. It doesn't say that, well, you know, because he took it in there and he killed three people with a hammer. And then somebody's sitting there, I want all hammers gone, so no hammer can ever hurt anybody. Bullshit. And I tell you what the founders of this country would have said to that. Bullshit. But that, you cannot see, the thing is, they would like to try all of these things, like just like this shit that's going on in Florida. They did that. They sure as hell did it. No doubt about it. They went and done it. But they violated the Bill of Rights when they did it. And when they reject our Bill of Rights, we're back to Lexington and Concord. The people who were part of that uprising, the people who stood up, they weren't there to reinstate some different government. They were there because as individuals, they weren't going to be treated like that. And that's what it, I mean, I don't care what it comes down to. You can take and press people into service, but you're not going to get the heart, the fight of the, you're not going to get the fight from the heart from a pressed soldier that you're going to get from a man defending his home and hearth, defending his very life and the life of his progeny. They will not defeat us. And the people will meet this challenge. I mean, this first thing, sure, they're going to do that. And they're going to do a lot more. It's hard to tell how much they're going to get away with before that sparks it and people just realize, man, they're coming for all. I mean, people should know it at this point. And I think most people do know it at this point. But like you said, it's that courage thing. Where do you draw your goddamn lines? I mean, a person who's, you know, working a job and he's got, you know, he's doing okay, he's buying a home and, you know, life's working out for him pretty good. And now you have this come up. He's got his guns in there in the closet. But he's going to have to realize that when those guns goes, that house goes, all the goodies goes. And you're left in international communism, the hell of it. And you can go back and look at 1917 through about 1960s Russia and see what you're in for. And see if you want to fight. See, or if you want to just become one of those people that watch them come in, get somebody and take them out. You know they're going to go blow their brains out. They ain't done nothing except, you know, they might have wrote a poem. Saying, God damn, this is wrong to oppress people for a handful of people to enslave another bunch of people. It's wrong. Well, that gets you the death penalty. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, I mean, steel yourself to it. And I mean, put it to people. Say, what are you going to do? If they decide some son of a bitch, we all know that they'll put this out there like, just like we talk about the dirty apartment with the little kids and living in their own feces. They'll put that just to get it written down on a piece of paper, and then they're going to come to you. They're going to come to you. This son of a bitch, I don't give a shit what kind of clothes they're wearing or what kind of emblems they have on their clothes. That is a thug coming to your house to abuse you. If you've committed, what they're telling you, you don't have to commit no crime. You just don't going along with it. And I'll tell you what, if they talk about a threat, what's the greatest threat to this international communist invasion into our country? Free people, patriots with guns, who are not going to just walk over to the ditch and get a bullet in their head. Yeah, you're a goddamn threat. And they're going to be coming for your gun, so you better get ready to do something about it. You better get ready,
Henry,
to fight to the death. Real quick, Mike.
Okay, this deal in Florida, I just remember there was this like really, really heavy set guy. He used to talk on the internet, on YouTube. He had a, what do they call that, micro effect type thing, a CB. Anyways, he was on that one show, American Survivalist or whatever, and
yep,
they
I
came
remember
to
it.
His house.
I remember
Next
it.
Next thing you know, he got, the police came to his house, forced him to the local hospital to be psychologically examined, and they came,
yep.
The guy wasn't a felon, he never committed a crime. They deemed him as psychologically unfit and took all his weapons, ammo, everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this was a guy on one of these reality shows.
Yeah, I remember it. It was called Doomsday Preppers or some kind of shit like that.
Yeah, right.
I remember it, Mike.
There.
But the bottom line here is, you know, everybody can come up on this program and say what they're going to do. But, it's the people who ain't said a goddamn thing. I know people that you come to get their guns, they are going to fucking shoot you. You better get used to the idea. And that is the word from the trenches.